You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
A human year is not the same as a dog year. You might have thought that dogs age 7 times faster than we do, but it's not that simple. A dog that's been around for 1 year is, in fact, already 31. It will most likely even have its own little puppies running around. But here's where it gets tricky. 2 human years don't necessarily mean that your dog is 62 either. Your buddy will need to be around 4 in our years before it reaches old age. A 4-year-old dog will be 50, but a 7-year-old dog will be 62. And an 8-year-old dog will only be 64. So, they age faster, but also slower and slower as time passes by. The next time you're celebrating your best bud's birthday, be sure to put lots of candles on the cake and buy even more presents than you normally would. A common misconception is that dogs are colorblind. They're not, but they don't see color exactly as we do. They have trouble distinguishing between their reds and greens. It all just looks like a mash of gray, brown, blue, and even yellowy tones. That's because their eyes lack one of 3 photoreceptors needed to perceive colors fully. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Wrong. Because of their old age, they might need more persistence from you, but it's not impossible. The key here is to be as positive as you can. If you see they're not feeling up to it right now, that's okay. Let them rest. And in a little bit, you can pick the training session back up. Rewards still need to be a big part of the whole ordeal. After Max successfully speaks, give it its favorite biscuit. Then, it'll speak on command whenever you ask it to. That dog has shoes on. They might seem unnecessary, but today, the weather's 90 degrees outside. Imagine walking with your bare feet on asphalt during this heat. You'd feel like you're stepping on lava, and so would your pup. Some dogs are better equipped to handle different weather conditions, but dog shoes can prevent your little buddy from harming its paws. It's the same during winter.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And it's freezing cold. You wouldn't just walk around without a jacket on, so make sure your buddy is warm too. Dogs with a lot of fur don't need to get their hair cut to feel lighter. They have what's called an undercoat. In winter, it gets thicker, which gives your buddy an extra layer of protection from the cold. Then, during springtime, your dog will shed some of its fur. It's that same undercoat that will keep your dog comfy during hotter days. When you shave a dog's fur, the new one coming in might get curly or entangled. It might just be better to leave it as is. You can also find different alternatives to keep them cool. Keep it in the shade when they're out, and always bring a bottle of cold water with you, so your buddy's always refreshed. At home, you can put damp towels for them to lie on. If you have a garden, you can also turn its sprinklers on and let Max run free. It'll exercise and have lots of fun. Not all dogs are great swimmers, but all dogs love swimming. If yours can't swim all that well, it might be because it has a bulky chest and a large flat head. In fact, it might not even be able to stay afloat. Get it a swimming vest designed especially for dogs. Some people might say a slightly open window is enough to keep a dog in the car. This isn't true, because after spending just a few minutes in a heated or cold car might mean severe health implications for your best friend. Some states even let you let a dog out of the car if you see it in there, to let it breathe. If your dog can't stand mail carriers, it might be because it's trying to protect you. They bark because they're trying to alert you, their pack leader, that the vicious mail carrier is coming. You can fix this by introducing them to one another. This way, your dog will recognize them as a friend and not a villain. Unlike you, your dog isn't yawning because it's sleepy. Yawning is a way for them to show anxiety. If it doesn't like cats and there's one around, it could yawn. Or maybe there's a new person in the house and Max isn't feeling comfortable in their presence. Or you take your dog to a play date, but they're not getting along. Max keeps yawning because he's getting upset. Yawning is also a way to show you it's running out of patience. It might be time for both of you to leave. Dogs eat grass when they're sick, but this isn't always the case. Catching your dog eating grass when you've been talking to your friend for way longer than you should have probably means it's just bored. They do it to be rebellious too, or just because it's fun. It won't be a problem if the grass isn't treated. Either way, just make sure it doesn't eat too much of it. Otherwise, head out to the vet. Even a little bit of chocolate is poisonous for your pup and should be kept hidden away at all times. This includes cocoa powder and baker's chocolate. This applies to cats too. If you suspect that your pet has eaten a large amount of chocolate, take it to the vet's office immediately. Well-trained dogs will do what they're supposed to and obey commands, but don't think they'll never bite you. It can act out of emotion. Imagine your dog's scared. You've put it in an uncomfortable situation with lots of new faces. This has been going on for a while, and Max isn't able to control his emotions anymore. So, a new person tries to reach it to give it a pet and gets punished. Nothing harsh, but it was unexpected. Maybe it felt like it needed to be defensive. Thinking they're protecting and guarding you is another reason why a dog might bite. Or if they're feeling too intimidated by whoever it might be. You've got two dogs and you're about to enter your house. One of them is waiting for you in its bed. It doesn't make a big whoop about it rather than wagging its tail. The other one comes running to the door. It whimpers, jumps, and wags its whole body while running in circles around you. This doesn't mean it loves you more. It just means it's not properly trained yet. Tail wagging doesn't always mean your dog is excited. You can observe a dog's tail to understand what it's feeling. If it holds its tail high but isn't moving it, it's alert but also trying to assert its leadership. Still held high, the tail is moving now. It means the feeling's changed a bit. It's alert but happy. It's still trying to show it's the boss here. But at least it's feeling excited now. When its tail is between the legs, your dog's feeling afraid. Or, if there's an alpha dog around, it might mean your buddy admits its leadership. A tail that's held straight out means the dog is taking in new information, feeling the room. It's not reacting though, it'll stay neutral while doing this. If a dog's tail is wagging fast, it means excitement. The faster they wag their tail, the more excited they are. A slow wag conveys insecurity. It might be because of another dog or person. Now, imagine your dog is wagging its entire body. You even see its hips wagging. This means it's friendly. It might happen when you're in the elevator, and it spots its best friend from the apartment complex. The worst wag of them all is an extremely fast, vertical wagging tail. When doing this, your dog can be mean to others. It might be feeling territorial over you. It's best to remove yourself from the situation. If your dog's tail is wagging to the right, it means it's more relaxed. And a left wagging tail means stress.